You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool.
I'm there too. Well, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I frankly prefer a militant version of Auld Lang Syne there with the Scottish baptite and a little cadence, too, if you could pick up on that, Keith. And indeed it does. The journey begins anew again tonight. TPC's first show of 2019. And what a great 2018 it was. We enjoyed it. The last couple of months of every year here on the air are always very festive with Christmas and our anniversary in October and just all of the holidays and fun times. But now it is indeed back to get to work as business as usual, I guess you could say. Jared Taylor is going to help us kick things off as our first guest of the new year. He's going to return to the show this evening to share reasons for optimism and encouragement. So we'll have Jared on here in just a little while in the second hour. The third hour, Rich Hamblin, our good friend. He's a lifelong activist, longtime listener to TPC. You know that Rich just spent a month in South Africa. Now, we talked to Rich a couple of times recently, right before he left, midway through his trip a couple of weeks ago. Now he's back in the South, in the Confederacy, and Rich is going to be telling us about his observations that he made, firsthand accounting of what he witnessed in South Africa when he was spending time with the Saitlanders. So that's coming up in the third hour tonight, our first show of the year. Actually getting text. I got a couple of texts here, Keith. You know, we're going to start things off a little light, but we got a ton of news tonight. Winston Smith, our good friend and co-host, said, I'm tuned in, and for the next 3 hours, America will be just fine. Well, thank you, Winston, for that. Todd right here in Memphis, loyal supporter. Tuned in and amped up. Nobody does it like TPC. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, every year together has certainly been a blessing, been absolutely wonderful. But each year, of course, takes on its own identity as well. Each year is unique in its own way. You go back to 2015 when we were, of course, denounced by Congress. That was such a wonderful highlight in our career. We rallied 500 people to Nathan Bedford Forrest grave there in 2015. 2016, obviously, I mean, all the news we made with the credentials and the Trump and the robocalls and Hillary Clinton attacking us. 2017, another interesting year. My lawsuit was decided. We were at the inauguration. We had a wonderful conference here in Memphis. I spoke at Northwestern University 2017. And then 2018, we really focused on the show. Now, we talked about some of our top 10 moments last week here on the air. We haven't quite got them posted to TPC's website yet. But, you know, there's one thing we mentioned. We were featured in the Derek Black book. You know, this was a New York Times best-selling book about Derek's departure from reality. And that failed to make the top 10 only because I forgot about it. That should have worked in there. So, well, that wasn't the first time TPC's been mentioned in a blockbuster book, but it was just the most recent. In fact, I can remember going to a grocery store one time and flipping through Time magazine, and sure enough, there was my name. It's been an interesting life. But this year will take on its own identity as well, and it all starts tonight. What form will this year take? What surprises will we discover together? What victories? What accomplishments? Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to find out together, and it begins right now. I'm so excited, folks. This is our 15th year, 2004 to 2019. We'll celebrate 15 full years together in a few months, but this is, for all intents and purposes, our 15th year on the air. And let me tell you something. A couple of days from now, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. I couldn't be more thrilled with the work that our web team has put together. They are about to unveil a beautifully redesigned website for all of our fans to enjoy as we here at TPC begin to celebrate what will be our 15th year on the air. The new site is going to feature increased functionality, a more aesthetically pleasing look, and other assorted upgrades throughout. So we want you to take a look at it. I think it'll be up in a couple of days. It was going to be unveiled on the 1st, but we ran into a little bit of, you know, sometimes, hey, you plan a launch, it doesn't always happen on the day. This happens in construction, it happens with anything. But take a look and browse through the various pages when it comes online this week, and it will be online before our next show, all of which are illustrated with various pictures from throughout the years. I love it. My hat's off to the ladies responsible for this masterpiece. I have seen the design site, and it's still going to be at thepoliticalcesspool.org, of course. That doesn't change, but the look will change. And we're just blessed, Keith, to work with so many talented people behind the scenes who are such an integral part of what we do. And I would like to, before we go to the first break tonight, and then we're going to get you on, Keith, and we got a ton of news to cover. It's going to start immediately at the top of the second segment. One more letter I'd like to read, though, if I could, if you don't mind. This comes from Patrick. From Patrick in New York. Dear James and staff, I just wanted to simply and quickly tell you that you're scoring high marks in every category. Keep doing what you're doing on TPC. Don't fix because it's not broken. When I say you, I literally mean you, but also the wonderful and courageous staff and co-hosts. It's disappointing when you take off a Saturday. The show isn't quite the same without you, but the fill-in hosts do an admirable job. I especially like Sam Bushman. Please give him my gratitude, as I know he's a big part of TPC, our calls, and Liberty News Radio. He brings a very well-rounded, intelligent, articulate discussion each bit he does. Thank you, Sam. I'd like to hear more from Sean Bergen. He brings so much to the show and is a good Northeast representative. Sean is a tremendous guest, and if he was willing, he should have a weekly spot on TPC. Well, I agree with you on that, Patrick. Also, Miss Jane Lancia, who brings a brand of Northeast street talk to the show. And so I feel like I can understand and relate to him from where he's coming from on various points. I also realize you may have a limited Northeast audience. Well, not as much as you would think, Patrick. All the guests you have on are so great. Keith and Eddie are fantastic co-hosts. I can't say enough about them. Your show inspires people like me. I like several programs and other websites, but your show is truly one of a kind and the best of its kind. Your charismatic personality, your steadfast way of not breaking down in front of the opposition, turning your back on your causes or mutual friends. You don't seem to be afraid of anyone, anything, or any topic. That's what I love about TPC. You have taken on the role of leaders. You were born to do this. Remember that with much respect and admiration to you. God bless. And that comes from Patrick in New York. Keith, and with that, the announcements and the opening banter is out of the way. We're about to go headfirst into a pile of news stories.
Let me fasten my seatbelt.
Yeah, please. Keith, you want to say hello to the audience before we get going? Because I'm telling you, all the fun for the last couple of months is over. We are getting to work tonight, and you and I talked yesterday. Ton of stories. A lot of stuff happening now.
Let's just get down to it.
Okay, well, let's do that. I got one more thing here then, and another listener from New York. This is from Merrick, and Merrick was surprised to actually get an email response from me. But from time to time, I do respond to emails. It doesn't happen often, but it probably happens about as much as I return a phone call, Keith, if you could tell him about that.
James has certain traits, but let me tell you, we love him.
Anyway, we want to thank this gen. Yeah, I'm turning Keith up. He sent in a contribution. By the way, I put a heartfelt note to everybody up on the website thanking everyone for the support we received in December. Across the country and around the world, those Paul Nehlen books went out to so many people over the course of the last few days. We hope you got yours if you donated $100 or more. But let me tell you, we have got to get to work. I am sorry. I don't want to, but we've got to. We're going to talk about what's the latest in the Trump administration, the border, the shutdown. When we come back, stay tuned. We're just getting started.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and wind up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like mom's timeouts.
And I think she likes them too.
Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, as I said, everybody, buckle up. Here we go. Lots and lots and lots of news. Thankfully, we've got Keith until the 30-minute mark of the second hour. He'll leave. Jared will come in. So let's get right down to it. Keith, we were talking about the shutdown yesterday. I still, and I mentioned it last week, I don't exactly know what's been shut down because it doesn't seem to affect anybody that works for a living. So can you give us a little information on that, and then we'll get into the broader situation at the border?
Well, I don't have encyclopedic knowledge on this either myself, but one group that is affected by the shutdown that I think is absolutely vital are air traffic controllers. They're having to work now without getting paid. So don't take to the friendly skies any more than you have to in this period of time, because I'm sure there's going to be some attrition and there's going to be some people serving long hours and whatnot. But what is Trump is just about to catch hell, folks. I mean, he is. This is what's happening. That they've had. We knew they were going to bring impeachment charges if they got a majority in the House of Representatives. They have it. So just as surely as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, that's going to be done. Of course, then it's going to depend on whether we have people like Mitt Romney and other flaky characters, rhinos in the Republican Party that are going to turn on him.
We're going to talk about Romney in a minute too, yeah.
Yeah, like him. But see, that's what the whole game hinges on, because they don't care if he's done anything really bad or noteworthy or notorious at all. You know, high crimes and misdemeanors, it's a misdemeanor to jaywalk. So I guess they could impeach him for jaywalking if they wanted to and, you know, be justified under the Constitution. Another lesson learned that you can't rely on paper defenses like the U.S. Constitution. That's how the left conned us into accepting racial integration of the public schools and every other liberal initiative that we've seen over the past 64, 65 years. And this is, but it doesn't work for us. When we try to invoke the Constitution, we just get chuckles or we hear crickets from the other side. They have no intention of being bound by the Constitution. In fact, they don't like the Constitution because there were no sons of the tribe among the founding fathers. So consequently, the product of these goyim have to be, inferior and worthy to be disregarded.
Back to the shutdown, Keith. Of course, you know that Trump is asking for $5 billion, which is literally 0% of the federal budget. I believe it was 0.7 or 0.9% of the entire federal budget. So 0%. But they can't even spare that. But now what they were going to do was double that. $11 billion was going to be just completely given away in the form of foreign aid to Central American locations that in a previous budget that had been approved before Trump bailed out on it. So they can give away twice that much in just freebies, but half of that they can't, 0%, they can't to secure the border. But here's the thing. The last few days have been pretty good for the Trump administration. So Trump, as we saw on the TV at lunch, mused about the government shutdown continuing perhaps for years and floated the possibility now of declaring a national emergency to use Pentagon funds to build the wall. And here is the story from Washington, the new response. President Trump raised the possibility on Friday, that was yesterday, of declaring a national emergency to allow him to build the wall on the southwest border without congressional approval, hours after Department of Homeland Security officials requested additional support to erect barriers between the United States and Mexico.
Well, according to Ann Coulter, he doesn't even have to declare a national emergency in order to have the inherent power to do this. One of the Constitution's inherent powers that is absolutely explicit in the Constitution is to protect our borders and to protect us from foreign invasions. So this may not be the type of invasion that the founding fathers had in mind, but nonetheless, it is an invasion. It's something that he can do. Of course, you can't depend on the integrity of the judiciary anymore, as they found out in Charlottesville with Fields' trial, as you found out in Michigan with your case involving slander and defamation. And I have no doubt that there will be some way that the left-leaning judiciary will find some way to deny Trump the right that he obviously has under the Constitution. So we'll see what happens on that. But, you know, the biggest part, we're missing it all. You know, the foreign aid to Central America is chicken feed. 63% of the people that come to America illegally wind up on U.S. government welfare. If we stop them at the border, we would receive great benefits. We'd be in the black never before as far as welfare payments. But the welfare money that we save would be three times as much as what it's going to cost the United States to build that wall. The wall just needs to be built. As Ann Coulter said, just build the darn wall and let the chips fall where they may. You know, he needs to do like Andrew Jackson did back when the Supreme Court ruled the Indian Removal Act to be unconstitutional. Jackson's response was, Mr. Marshall, that's John Marshall, the first Supreme Court Chief Justice. He said, Mr. Marshall has made his decision. Now let him enforce it.
All right. So, yes, we've always said he needed to channel his inner Andrew Jackson or his inner Charlemagne or his inner Vlad the Impaler. But he said, we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly. Well, let's see if he does. That's what he said. Now, in the meantime, the Democratic presidential cycle has kicked off in earnest with Elizabeth Warren, who recently announced her presidential exploratory committee. Now, she is pledging to donate her salary to a Jewish charity to bring in more refugees, so-called refugees. While the shutdown is in place, she's giving her congressional salary to this so-called nonprofit because she says that these refugees make our country stronger. Well, so there's definitely a difference of opinion between people who would vote for Trump and people who would vote for her.
Well, this is going to be a very interesting presidential cycle because now they have finally banished or jettisoned the last remnant of white support in the Democratic base. They are now officially the coalition of the other, and other means other than white people. I remember in the 60s when
you could have some cucks. Some cucks,
right, as hostile, and they intend to go full leftist with no hesitation whatsoever. I remember in the 60s, my father commenting on the banishment of Southern whites from the Democratic Party told me, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. Now, all those union guys up in the Northeast and Midwest can say the same thing that my father and the other Southern whites said back in the 1960s.
Hey, if it goes that way, Trump's going to win in a landslide for his reelection. But the problem is you're going to have a copious amount of cucks voting for whoever the Democrats put up there.
You've got leadership in those unions that old habits are hard to break. For example, the South voted. In 1960, the South voted for John F. Kennedy. And then John F. Kennedy turned out to be even worse than what they thought he would be. And, you know, as far as going against the culture and the civilization and society of the South. And it took them until the LBJ administration really to finally come to the realization, hey, this is really true. These people hate us, okay? Well, that's what white people are going to have to understand about the Democratic Party. They have made a coalition based on hatred of us, and we're going to have to recognize it. And, you know, if you're suicidal, then continue to be a liberal, a white liberal. If you're not, you need to find some other place to nest.
Well, I agree with you on that. But you're going to have a lot of cucks with unlimited cash voting for the – but now, here's another thing. You were talking about the new makeup of the Congress. Now, one of the they called her a fresh-faced new congresswoman. She's a non-white. I guess we're calling them fresh-faced now. And her first statement after being sworn in was, we are going to impeach that MF-er, except she didn't say MF-er. She said the full word. So that's the kind of –
that's kind of statesmanship that we can expect out of the Democratic Party now.
So we'll be right back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website.
No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I don't know, maybe we can ask the audience, but it seems like we've come out with a little extra vigor, a little more passion and pep in our step than we have in recent shows. No Christmas dinner hangover here, and the turkey from Thanksgiving isn't weighing us down. We're lying on our feet tonight, and we're ready to get back to work. It's it's working with Sam that really does it. But so the U.S. government is currently in this partial shutdown over a mere $5 billion to build a border wall as another caravan of 15,000 people prepared to leave Honduras, Brad Griffin writes. Look at our absurd country, which is now swimming in trillions of dollars of debt and has lost the ability to send astronauts to the International Space Station. If it wasn't for the civil rights movement, reread at Occidental Descent, European man would have probably built a moon base by now, landed on Mars, and be working on flying cars. Instead, it is the Chinese who are now on the dark side of the moon. And Keith, I agree with that. You can shoot for the stars or you can shoot for equality. I will tell you that it is far easier to colonize Mars than it is to bring about the equality of the races in terms of temperament, in terms of academic prowess, in terms of, really any standard of measurement. And that's what we've done. I mean, we have completely abandoned our strive for excellence for this unattainable goal of equality. It'll never happen.
Well, that's what's happened. We've basically diverted resources from projects like space exploration to trying to do the impossible, which is to equalize outcomes in life for all racial and ethnic groups. It just doesn't work. In fact,
and genders and sexualities, yeah, and everything.
Right. Somebody said once that the smartest thing that the heritably gifted, in other words, people that inherited their gifted talent, were able to pull on the whole of the world is to make people believe there is no such thing as inherited intelligence. And that, if they did that, if we really had a meritocracy, they would have to move over. And there would have to be a lot of white Gentiles, for example, and Asians getting top slots in schools like Harvard and Yale, for example. Harvard and Yale are not places that you would want to go. That would be enemy territory. It would be total misery for a goy to go to Harvard or Yale for 4 years now, because it's basically like living in a kibbutz up there now. And that's what's happening. And it's, unfortunately, you would have to be a deep cover agent to do it. But, you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. We are squandering our inheritance on a mess of pottage on this. There is no way in the world that they are going to really bring these people up to standard. And as a result, in places like Memphis, for example, you get a lot of lesser talented people in positions of authority and power with a predictable result on the quality of public services delivered, for example, by the government in Memphis. You know, I've never seen more potholes in the streets of Memphis than I have, recently, and it's because they are continuing to put affirmative action hires in positions that they don't need to be in. They're getting people with maybe at best 100 IQ handling a job that requires 130 IQ and with predictable results.
Keith, getting back to the quest for equality, which is an unattainable fool's errand. I mean, it is really like this is the modern day emperor who has no clothes pageant. Everybody's saying, well, yeah, obviously he's got a clothes on and man, doesn't he look great? And that's what they're saying here with regards to everyone being equal. Everybody knows it's not true, but they're pretending that it is. But now here's James Watson. Let me read this. James Watson, Dr. James Watson, he refuses to go along with the happy talk about racial equality. Here's what he said in a recent interview, a very recent interview. It has been more than a decade since James D. Watson, a founder of Modern Genetics, landed in a kind of professional exile by suggesting that black people are intrinsically less intelligent than whites. In 2007, Dr. Watson, who shared a 1962 Nobel Prize for describing the double helix structure of DNA, told a British journalist that he was, quote, inherently gloomy about the prospect of Africa because all of our social policies are based on the fact that their intelligence is the same as ours, whereas the testing says not really. Moreover, he added, although he wished everyone were equal, quote, people who have to deal with black employees found that this is not true, end quote. And yet, offered the chance to recently recast a tarnished legacy, Dr. Watson has chosen to reaffirm it, this time on camera in a new PBS documentary.
You're reading from a New York Times article this past week.
Correct. Thank you, Keith. Yes, you're right. On PBS, he was asked whether or not his views on the relationship between race and intelligence have changed. Now, this is a brand new PBS documentary. Has your views on the relationship between race and intelligence changed? No, Dr. Watson said, not at all. I would like for them to have changed, that there would be new knowledge that says your nurture is more important than nature, but I haven't seen any such knowledge. And there's a difference on the average between blacks and whites on IQ tests. I would say that the difference is genetic. Now, again, reading from our good friend Brad Griffin at Occidental Descent, who writes, Watson is the Galileo of our times. He isn't motivated by racial animus. He just doesn't believe it's true because it can't be supported by the evidence. He refuses to yield to the social pressure to endorse racial equality because he has a personality type that values truth over the feelings of other people.
Well, what's happening is that the people that are on the top of the heap now, who are white, have created this triangulation where they are basically promising to non-whites that they are going to get more seats at the table, so to speak. But what they're doing is they're also making sure that their children and their relatives get places at the table too. In a place like Memphis, for example, we had a guy named Phil Trenery who worked for the Chamber of Commerce, former CEO of Pinnacle Airlines. Well, what happened? He was shot and killed by a bunch of gangbangers in Memphis in one of these newly gentrified areas of downtown Memphis. And his job apparently was to talent scout out every job opportunity where somebody was going to be making a good salary with one of these big companies that has either a branch or is headquartered in Memphis, and then match that up with a non-white candidate to put into that job. See, this is what's going on. We have these groups in Memphis and elsewhere in these cities that have large minority populations where they're basically freezing out the kids of people that don't have it made in the shade but are white. Like if you're a smart working class kid who's white in Memphis, the only way you're going to prosper is to be a freebooter. You're going to have your own business and handle things that way. You're not going to be able to join FedEx or AutoZone or one of these other big companies like that and expect to go up the corporate totem pole. And, of course, Watson is like Galileo, just like Brad said. He's speaking the truth to power, really speaking truth to power. And power doesn't like that. Power, and there's a conspiracy of silence among people in the know, people that have it made in the shade, so to speak, and they will not come out and tell the truth about these matters. And thank goodness we have somebody like James Watson with all of his credentials coming here and telling us what the real skinny is on all of this so-called equality happy talk.
But of course, regardless of how much truth and how much intellectual heft he can used to,
well, they just bash.
He's just a racist. Well, he's a racist. Well, same way that they try to dismiss us, but thankfully through the three words, we have a brand new logo that's coming up for our TPC at 15, 2004 to 2019. It's going to be unveiled on the new website this week, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Not a new website, the same website, a redesigned website. But the words to describe our 15 years on the radio are going to be commitment, perseverance, and accomplishment. And if you just keep on, and if you keep on telling the truth, and you don't let them get you down, you don't let them defeat you, you will well, obviously have success. And I can really relate to a guy who has been through the fires for so many years and is relentless in his pursuit and declaration of these truths.
Well, I really don't think you're going to find any Klan membership lurking in Watson's background or anything like this, but
you certainly couldn't find it in mine, but that didn't make me not the leader of it.
Yeah, I know. See, it's crazy. We live in this Orwellian world of newspeak, and you know, they're basically leveling another Orwellian term, a two-minute hate against Watson, trying to cast him into the outer darkness. But Watson is not backing down. He's going to be made a pariah, just like anyone else that speaks the truth.
Of course, he's about 100 years old, too. But
thank goodness, you know, he's so many people cave in and just want to be. It's like what happened to Winston Smith, not the one on our staff, but the one in 1984. People would just finally come in and admit everything, trying to stop the relentless barrage of, you know, hectoring from the other side. And it's like a Stalinist show trial. They want you to plead guilty, and then they'll ship you off to the gulag. You haven't gained a thing, folks, so don't.
Hey, folks, are you enjoying the night show so far? We're 3 segments into the first show of the new year, and I'm feeling it tonight, folks. I got to tell you, I feel a little something extra this evening. It is great to be back to business as usual. We love the fun times, but we love the hard work, too. We'll be right back.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I know I said it at the top of the show, folks, but let me reiterate one more time. a brand new year together. There's something about the new year that always fills you with hope. The aspirations, the dreams, whatever your dreams are, I hope that they're realized in this coming year. And whatever is waiting for us as we go through the next 12 months on the air, there'll be maybe some setbacks. There could be some thrilling victories. But whatever it is, we're going to share in them together. And as long as we're together, folks, we're going to be okay. Our audience is our family, and you've got us, and we've got you, and we're taking it on together. By the way, this is, of course, our first show of the new year, so that means last week's show must have been our last show of the previous year. And if you missed it, because, you know, it was holiday, and it was New Year's, and a lot of stuff going on, a lot of travel maybe, go back and check out last week's show. A lot of fun. We unveiled the top 10 moments of 2018. We are going to get those posted to the website next week, or to the blog. A vast array of guests appeared on last week's show, our final of 2018. Tom Kaczynski, Kevin McDonald, Paul Nalen, Richard Spencer, Ramsey Paul, Jason Kuna, and David Duke. So that was a fun show. Jared Taylor alone kicks off our 2019 year, along with Rich Hamblin, who's going to be telling us about South Africa in the third and final hour. Now, a couple of announcements very quickly. I just posted, I was a little late in posting this one, but it was a good talk. The last month's episode of TOQ Live with Kevin McDonough and Donald and Roger Devlin. So I was on there with Kevin and Roger, and so we posted that this week to the blog. Tomorrow is the January installment of TOQ Live, and it'll be me and Kevin and Richard Spencer. So TOQLive.com tomorrow night, and you can join us in the chat room there on YouTube. It's a video series, you know. And I'm doing that with Kevin for, it's just a short-term thing, a 12-month deal. We're going to try to do it for a year and just do it for a year. But that's something I'm doing in addition to our work on TPC. So anyway, those announcements being said, let's get back to the news. Now, if anyone needed a reminding as to whether or not Mitt Romney was a cuck, he answered that affirmatively this week in a very big way. So he wrote this op-ed for the Washington Post. Now, I don't know what it is, Keith, about these cucks, but they love going to the most anti-American, anti-white, anti-conservative, anti-Christian publications they can and prostrate themselves. Mitt Romney's doing it this week. Russell Moore does it as often as it'll let him.
The Southern Baptist Convention,
which is, you know, the Southern Baptist Convention's a media guy. And he does it, regularly.
It's on ethics and religious liberty, I think, is his
whatever
title.
That means. But
you know, the thing about, let me just say this, the thing about Romney's not just a cuck. He is a traitor. He's treasonous. And poor old Donald Trump, I mean, he just can't get out of his own way on this type of thing. He goes after a stalwart defender of his agenda like Roy Moore, throws him under the bus. Meanwhile, he takes time and money to go down and campaign actively in his district, in his state, for Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney thanks him by stabbing him in the back at the first opportunity. You know, this is worse than Brutus with Julius Caesar.
Pat Buchanan, our good friend,
Trump? North Star. Trump doesn't have the first and foremost skill that a successful politician needs, which is the ability to distinguish his friends from his enemies.
Well, I'll tell you this. He may not want to lose to Pelosi and Schumer on his signature issue, which is the wall. And for whatever reason, it may have taken him 4 years, but he might actually be serious this time. It wouldn't surprise me if he's not. We'll find out, though. But he's digging
in. If Mitt Romney votes for the wall, I will turn a double backflip off of the roof of your house.
Well, let's tell you what's going on. Let's tell everybody what's going on in case they missed it. So I'm reading now from Pat Buchanan's column. Man, Pat really did it right. Here's what Pat writes. If there's a more anti-Trump organ in the American establishment than the Washington Post, it certainly doesn't come to mind. Hence, in choosing to send his op-ed attack on President Donald Trump to the Post, Mitt Romney was collaborating with an adversary of his party and his president, and he knew it, and the Post rewarded his collusion. The president has not risen to the mantle of his office, said Romney, In qualities of character, Trump's shortfall has been the most glaring. Our leaders must inspire and unite us, not promote tribalism, wrote Romney. We must defend the free press. All music to the Post ears. As Senator Romney promised, quote, I will speak out against significant statements or actions that I deem to be divisive, racist, sexist, or anti-immigrant.
Sounds like a litany. Anything that Trump says, in other words.
Sounds like a litany of media slanders against Trump, some of which 7 years ago were lodged against the GOP presidential nominee whose name was Mitt Romney. Thursday, I love this line by Pat. Thursday, the Post paid Romney in its special currency with a page one photo in a headline about having discovered a new voice of the resistance. So here's Mitt Romney, this Republican senator, newly minted Republican senator, former governor of Massachusetts, newly minted Republican senator from Utah. And he comes in and basically attacks the base of the Republican Party, attacks everything that people who voted for him stand for, attacks Trump, and teams up with the Washington Post to defend the free press. Well, if he's going to defend the free press, he's not defending the Washington Post.
How stupid can Trump be? This is what, you know, campaign for a guy like this and throw Roy Moore under the bus. You think Roy Moore would be sending op-eds on the Washington Post?
All right, but what about, let's talk about Romney, though, your reaction to this. We're talking about the cuckoldry of Mitt Romney for
a
second.
Here's what it reminds me of: Sir John Harrington's famous quotation back from the Middle Ages or the Elizabethan era. His famous comment is, treason never prospers. What's the reason? For when it prospers, none dare call it treason.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, Romney knows who's in charge of Washington and who's in charge of America, and it's not Trump and his flyover country supporters. So consequently, he is setting himself up to be the new hero. He's going to be the John Dean of the impeachment Watergate style that they have in mind for Trump. He's going to be another one, you know, calling for his head, sitting in the imperial box, putting his thumb down like Caesar at the Colosseum when Trump comes before him. You can depend on him voting to impeach and remove Donald Trump from office. And I'm just mystified. You know, you can't keep doubling down on stupid the way that Trump is on the people that he supports and the people he denies his support for. If he wants to have any control over his government and the executive branch, he's going to have to flush out all those left coast and Acela Corridor personalities that are ensconced in there and replace them with people from flyover country, the type of people he always goes to when he wants to be bucked up spiritually by having a rally or something. That's the only time that he has any use for anybody from flyover country, and that includes the South, includes the Midwest, includes everything except the two coastlines.
Well, I tell you this. I mean, we have said this from time and time again. Why go truth to power commentary here on TPC? If we're this passionate over the course of the entire year, I mean, can we sustain this level of passion? That's the thing. It'll give us a coronary. I mean, I'm pushing 40 now. I can't
look,
keep up with this.
America hangs in the balance. That's what we understand. That's why we're up for it.
Hey, look, here's the thing. We have always talked about this. Why is Trump filtering out his message through the lens of these godless, satanic media organs? I mean, everything that Trump says, they find reasons to condemn it. No matter what he says, it's laughable. It's something that they mock. It's something that they scorn. Now, anything anybody else says that's anti-Trump, if it's Elizabeth Warren up there in Iowa this week, you know, anything anybody that's criticizing Trump says, it's pure gold. And everything Trump says is horrible. And that's what we talked about. You know, you're talking about why has he not put in more of his base to reflect his administration. It's a great question. Why is he letting the media filter his message? He should be having people like us, people like Sam Bushman, who owns a radio network. We're here on AM Radio. Those are the people that should be in the White House press room.
Yeah,
not these people.
Yeah, and furthermore, you know, it's like, just think about firing Jeff Sessions but keeping Rod Rosenstein on. Jeff Sessions at most just tried to declare his neutrality in the Russia hoax investigation. On the other hand, Rod Rosenstein appointed Bob Mueller and has been after and has been quoted as saying that he wants to set up Trump some way so he can lure him into some type of criminal activity that will allow him to be impeached. What in the world, Donald Trump? Hello, is anybody home up there? You know, turn on the light bulb and let us know. Have you got any intelligence at all? You know, how in the heck did you get through Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania being this stupid?
Keith, you're going to have to go and take a cold shower or something.
I mean, Trump just frustrates the daylights out of me.
But you support him, and you wanted to build the wall.
Yeah, I know. I
mean, Ann Coulter just said she wants a wall like Israel. And Trump actually did say that to Schumer the other week, and you could hear a pin drop. He said, hey, it works for Israel. They were saying, and by the way, Obama, Pelosi, all of these people have walls around their compounds that they live in.
Exactly. And, well, see, the thing is, Trump has a fifth column even within his own household with Jared and Ivanka. And they are pipelining, rather than pipelining fentanyl or meth or something to him, they're pipelining East Coast liberalism to him.
Hey, do you think if he put you as his press secretary, he'd get some truth up there on the...
I guarantee you, the fur would be flying, I guarantee you. And the thing is, he's got to turn off the access of Jared Kushner. Kushner is, you know... the enemy behind the lines.
Well, that's the meme. He bombed Syria because Ivanka cried.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he's finally out of Syria, and now Israel will have to do its own dirty work in the Middle East, hallelujah, rather than having America.
He backed off a little bit on that.
He backed out a little bit, but, you know, this is, he's got to get his house in order.
Hey, 1 hour down in the new year, we've got 51 and two-thirds shows left to go in 2019. I want them all to be like this first hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The deal is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.